Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for Do This, Not That, and today we're talking LinkedIn growth strategies, three very specific tactics that you can do that'll actually be a game changer for you, not this high-level stuff that's meaningless about LinkedIn. And some of you have already tuned out this episode. You're like, oh, LinkedIn, I don't care. I'm not really active on LinkedIn. Or LinkedIn is really, the content's really gone into the garbage because it's flooded with so much nonsense and memes and silly stuff. It's not for me. Listen, LinkedIn is exploding in usage and in growth. Over a billion users are on the platform, over 211 million users just in the United States alone, which is basically every working adult on the planet. Okay. And if you said to me, okay, Jay, you're starting your career over, you have no email list, you know nobody, you have nothing, you have no connection, zero. What is the number one thing that you would do to start your business, to grow, to do whatever? It would be to lock in on LinkedIn, because there is no better place to grow your personal brand and your business brand than on LinkedIn. It is easy. It is free. Stop it. Come on. So let's get into the three things that we all should really be thinking about on LinkedIn and doing right now. Number one, people always talk about, what is the best time to post on LinkedIn? Should I post at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., this time, that time? I'm going to tell you from all of our research, and this is what I do, all right? There is a very specific time that I post on LinkedIn, and based on all the data that we've seen, this is when you get the best engagement. And it is, believe it or not, 8:31 a.m., your local time, wherever time zone you're in. And you're saying, what? Why 8:31 specifically? Here's what happens. Almost every person on LinkedIn that has a significant following or that is actively working really hard to have a significant following on LinkedIn, they want to post early in the morning. And what do almost all of them do? They do scheduled posts. And you could do scheduled posts on LinkedIn on every half hour. So you could do it at 8 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. or 10 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Doesn't matter. You can't do it like at 10:35. Okay. It has to be on the half hour. And so what every person that is aggressively trying to grow their following does is they do a scheduled post for 8:30 a.m. That's the number one scheduled post time. Now, what do all these people do, right? All these people that are trying to grow their following at from 8:30 to about 8:40, they're on LinkedIn because they want to check to make sure that their post actually posted, right? And then they know that during that 10-minute period, if they engage with other people's posts, then those same people will engage with their posts. So if you post at 8:31 a.m. and you don't do it as a scheduled post, okay, what happens is your post then will stand out a little bit more because it's not a scheduled post, number one. But number two, all the people that are on there that are trying to get their post that they just posted to get traction, they're going to interact with your post because they want you to do the same on their post. Okay. And all of those people are the most aggressive people on LinkedIn. They have the biggest followings. They're the ones commenting. They're the ones paying attention to it. So you want to post at 8:31 specifically. Now, this next one is something that feels a little cringy. You're like, oh, I can't get involved with this. I don't really want to do it. And that's this new thing that's happened in the last few weeks. So you may have seen a surge. And if you haven't, look more closely, a surge in video content that's being posted on LinkedIn, specifically vertical video content. And what has happened is it's in beta right now, but I'm going to give you a secret sauce way to actually see it, even if you don't have access to it. So right now what LinkedIn did on only on their app, on mobile devices, on some people's mobile devices, there's a button now that says video on the bottom of the app. You click on the video button and it takes you into a TikTok style environment where you're seeing all these vertical videos and you could flip up and see more and more and more of them. Now that started about 2 weeks ago. Why does this matter? Because what's happening is LinkedIn's prioritizing these videos. Now, because it's in beta, not everybody has access to it. So if you want to see it, okay, all you need to do is go on your regular feed on your phone. This doesn't work on the desktop version. Go on the regular feed on your phone, click on any vertical video that you see. Click on the video, okay, and then flip up. And then you're instantly in the environment, whether or not you have beta access or not, so you can see exactly what's going on. But what is happening, which is really, really wild, and we've seen this now from data from the last 10 days, engagement on video content on LinkedIn, video posts versus non-video posts. We've seen engagement rise, meaning likes, by over 50% in the last 10 days from all the data and all the posts that we've been analyzing. Now, we've also seen shares, when people share and repost video content, vertical video content specifically, in the last 10 days, it has gone up by over 200%. So what is going on here? Basically, all the TikTokers and a lot of the people from Instagram Reels that have all this content that they've created that does really well on these other platforms, they're invading LinkedIn and they're posting all this video format stuff. Now, here's why you want to be doing it. And I don't really care if you don't like it. I don't really care if it makes you uncomfortable. I don't really care if you think, well, this is ruining LinkedIn. Because here's the story. You're on LinkedIn to meet people. You're on LinkedIn to generate interest in your content, in your business, whatever it is. You're on LinkedIn to network. This is a golden moment on LinkedIn, and here's why. When you go into the video vertical feed, the TikTok style feed, and you check it all out, the video content that you're seeing is not from people that you are following. It is only from this algorithm that LinkedIn has done. So you are literally just seeing new people, new content, new things, and you're interacting with all this stuff and engaging and whatever. But guess what? When you post those vertical videos, when your company page posts those vertical videos, because yeah, same thing on your company page, all these new people that don't follow you are seeing your content because it's all algorithm based. This is how you grow. So if it was me and I was you, for the next 3 months, I would just be churning out vertical video content. Every video needs to have captions on it. And unfortunately, it needs to be in the TikTok style. And that is how you win on LinkedIn today. They are prioritizing these videos. They're working great. They're going to get even bigger as they get out of beta. So you got to be all in on that. The third tactic is pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous. And what is it? So let's say you are a small business or you just don't have any marketing budget left because the quarter's done, whatever. But there are a couple of accounts that you really want to kind of get business from, a couple of companies you would love to get business from. You don't have any money, you have like very few bucks. Here's what you could do. Here's a simple, crazy hack on LinkedIn. All right. Let's say you have 10 companies that you want to do business with, and you go ahead and you assemble maybe 30 or 40 email addresses that you have at each of those 10 companies. You work hard, you gather them all up from all sorts of different places, maybe your CRM or you work on it. Now you have 30 addresses at 10 different companies. You go on LinkedIn, you upload that file of those 10 companies and those 30 email addresses per company. And then you do a retargeting campaign on LinkedIn, only targeting those accounts and those companies. If you do that, it'll probably cost you anywhere between $50 to $100 to run that campaign. But here's what will happen. What will happen is the people at those companies, they're going to think you're everywhere. They don't know you're only targeting 10 companies. You could do it with two companies. They don't know how many companies you're targeting. They don't know how much money you're spending. All they know is they keep seeing your ad everywhere. And now you look like a monster. Now you look like you're spending a lot of money and your company's really on the rise. Because what we see on social media is what we believe. Okay, so you can game the system on LinkedIn for very little money and get in front of the exact right companies and the exact right people, and they will be like, wow, this company is crushing it. So I love that tactic, and it works incredibly well. All right, before we get to Since You Didn't Ask, which is the portion of this podcast that literally makes no sense, is out of control, and it's about just life, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. What's a Marigold? A Marigold is an email sending platform, a platform for your loyalty marketing programs, your attention marketing programs. Listen, I use Marigold. And a lot of times when you're thinking about your email sending platform, you're like, my platform stinks. I don't like my platform. If that is how you feel, I'm speaking to you. you got to check out Marigold at meetmarigold.com. If you want an introduction to them, I'll introduce you to the greatest people there. Just DM me on LinkedIn. I will make that intro for you. They are awesome. It's for small businesses, medium, large, all of it. Okay. Meetmarigold.com, the best email sending platform. I use it. Check it out. All right. Let's get into Since You Didn't Ask. So, if you've never listened to this podcast before, you may not know, but I like reality TV. I'm not embarrassed to admit it. I have no life. That's what I like to watch. Okay. It is. But I'm very annoyed with something going on in the world of reality TV right now, which is this all-star stuff of reality TV, right? I like when you have Love is Blind, you know, you meet a handful of these people and you're like, okay, I like this person. I don't like this person. You get involved with their life. And then after a month or two, when the thing's over, you move on. You want to meet new people in the reality show world. Okay. But what they're doing now is all of these all-star shows, like Netflix now has Perfect Match season 2, where they took all the doofuses from all the different reality shows and they stuck them on this reality show called Perfect Match, like a game show. I don't like it. I don't like the all-star format. They have the same thing with Traitors on the Peacock Network, another one of these all-star format reality show stuff. I like The Bachelorette or The Bachelor or Love Island, all new people all the time. And listen, somebody out there is going to be like, but Jay, you like Bachelor in Paradise. And I do. And that is an all-star version, but that is the OG all-star version. And I don't really care if I talk out of both sides of my mouth because this is a ridiculous topic anyway. And so Bachelor in Paradise is totally acceptable. I don't care what anybody says. Greatest show on TV. And all the other ones are garbage. Okay? This is very important content that you're listening to. I want you to know that. Okay, so what do we get out of all this? First off, please leave this thing a review. It helps circulate the show. And then more people listen to it and get to hear about reality TV. Leave it a review. You would be so awesome if you did. And register for Guru Conference, the world's largest free virtual email marketing event. 20,000 people, 2 days. I'll be there. Sarah Jessica Parker is going to be speaking at this email event. It is free. It is virtual. GuruConference.com. You rock. Keep it real. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.